This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. A recurring theme in Genesis is the matter of a parent's blessing. You see it in Noah's blessing on Shem and Japheth in Genesis 9. You see it again in Rebekah's family pronouncing a blessing on her in Genesis 24. Isaac gave his intended blessing for Esau to Jacob, who had deceived him in Genesis 27. Later, he gave a qualified blessing to Esau. In Genesis 48, Jacob blesses Joseph and then his sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. In Genesis 49, Jacob blesses his other sons before he dies. When you read Genesis 49, what Jacob said about some of his sons is not what you'd consider a blessing. Thinking about this, I felt every blessing pronounced was either an inspired prophecy or had some basis in past performance in their lives. When the pronouncement was negative, it was a legitimate consequence for past actions. It could, from that standpoint, be a blessing, honestly confronting the son with his wrong deeds, showing him the consequences, and hopefully challenging him to consider changing his ways so his actions in the future would be what God could bless. This happened in Levi's offspring, who became the priestly tribe of Israel. What God says is that parents should know their children well enough to be able to affirm their positive traits and potential, as well as warn them about negatives and their consequences. Put in the form of an impact thought, any child would benefit from affirmations, both positive and negative, coming from the heart of a caring parent, especially the father. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.